tuhia te hā o te reo ki te rangi, ki runga i te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o teika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, iratahi te iarere.
Mihi atu mātou, kia kotora e.
Ai, e hoa mako. Auntie Sissy, ko Auntie Eliza, tērā me te hihia whaka iti te reo o rāua e huai atana. Ke hoki anō ki ngā kōrero. I want to bring the volume down on the auntie so that we can come back into our wāhanga kōrero time. Nā, kua ringi atu a hau ki te whanaunga ki te tuakana a Mike Smith. Tērā o ngā whanaunga o tātou, o te tai tokerau, tāna mahi, mō te taiao, mō papatuanuku, mō rangi nui, me te hihia huri atu te whakatau ake. Tērā o a tātou, tuakana whanaunga matua ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika i kai taia nei. Kia koe, Mike, anō te mihi nui. Kia ora, brother, mihi nui kia koe.
Tēnā nō koe, ikaroa. Mai ki tā hakarongo ki o reo e ho.
Tēnā koe, brother. Here we are, December. Kua roa tēnei tau. There's been a lot that's gone on. I would like to talk to you about some of the issues for this year that stands out to you, that you'll remember issues that we affected us or that were big for you for 2019, please.
Well, it'd have to be the issues surrounding, the ahuarangi, the climate change that we're seeing happening all around us now, you know, with the floods, the heat waves that are going through different parts of the world. Next door to us in Australia, you know, the place is on fire and people are losing their homes and houses and, the big floods, the storm events, the unseasonal weather. It's meant to be summer and snowing in some places down south. And so everything's a little bit topsy-turvy. So that's got to be the big story of the year and of the... Really, it's, you know, he take nunui o te ao.
Tēnā koe. I understand you were in many places this year talking about issues and talking to different people and groups about those. Can we talk a little bit about where you were? I understand you were up in America, Canada, recently?
Yes. So, we've been watching with dismay about how the world is responding to this climate crisis, and just not enough is being done. So, we realised that part of the problem for the government is not moving fast enough because of two reasons. One of them is the pressure that's put upon the government by the big companies, you know, and they don't want to sort of get offside with the people, that industries that control the economy, whether or not that's the farmers or the big oil companies, international oil companies, those big hitters. And so the other thing is that they're nervous about doing too much in case they upset the voters, and then they'll get punished at the election coming up next year. So they're trying to cruise, they're in cruise mode, you know, and they're not doing enough. So in an effort to shake the tree a bit, I lodged some legal proceedings against the Attorney General this year, and also lodged another court case in the High Court suing seven of the largest companies that are creating the problem in the first place. And we're not doing this for money. Normally people sue each other, you know, in order to screw money out of each other. Well, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to try and get them to, just to act with more effort and concern about the future for our mokopuna. And so I'm asking the courts to say to the government, you're not doing enough, and we as the courts are instructing you to do more. So, 3 months ago, I got a call to say, would I go to Mexico? Because the United Nations Secretary General, he has called for a meeting of world leaders that was held in New York. And because he said the same thing, basically, is that world governments are not doing enough. And so he's asking all world leaders to come together with new ambitions, is the way he put it. You've got to have more ambitious. And so, so we went across to Mexico as part of a preparatory meeting. So we had a hui there with the various indigenous people, Ngāi, Take Take, Puta Nōte Awa. We sat there and we said, okay, what do we think's going on and how can we be more ambitious? And so I described to them these court cases that we're taking, and also that we wanted to take some of these world leaders to the International Criminal Court and try them for genocide and crimes against humanity, and that's something that maybe we want to look at. So we had a talk about that in Mexico, and then we jumped on a train and we went from Mexico up to New York City, where we attended this big hui with all the world leaders that were there, and we put our kaupapa around a lot of people were quite surprised because up until now they've just been relying upon diplomacy, you know, just trying to convince each other to do the right thing. But we kind of turned up there with the big stick and said, look, we just got to go, harder, which is what we were asked to do. And we socialised. We put that corridor around the various rōpū that were there and got some feedback. And then we were invited to shoot across to Canada to meet with the Indigenous peoples of Canada. And so we shot up there to see them. And they're like us, you know, they're frontline fighters that are on the front line stopping the oil pipelines coming down from Alberta and Canada and into America. So you've got this group of, they're very much like us. They're on the ground, a lot of times led by, you know, really strong young wahine that are doing the right thing on the ground. And so we spent a bit of time sharing strategies and ideas and things with them. And then we were just getting ready to go home, and we got a call to shoot across to Austria because the last oil company, you know how we got rid of the oil companies, last year, and the Prime Minister decided she was not going to issue any more permits for oil drilling. Yes. But there was one company that's still here that the government decided they wouldn't kick them out. They'd let their contract run out, and then they could go. And so they're still here. So they're an Austrian company, and... So we were invited by some people in Austria to come across there. And so we started up a campaign in Vienna against that company called OMV. And so we had to support our Greenpeace and some other groups from within the Austrian society. And so they're taking action against OMV, the various kind of street demonstrations, protests outside their office, media campaigns. And just because, you know, that country doesn't really know what their own companies are doing around the world until people like us show up and say, listen, here's what's happening. And then all of a sudden we rip the scab off the hucky-hucky, if you like, and people can see what's going on. And so there was a campaign doing that. And then we were just on our way back from there, and we got another call saying, "Can you stop in Spain on the way to stop at the COP at the COP 25? The COP 25 is, it's the big hui that they have every year to try and progress action on climate change."
Kia
ora. So we stopped in there, and we sat down and had a lot of really interesting, good talks with the various Pacific Island leaders, you know, the prime ministers and presidents of the various small island nations.
Yes.
Who are on the front line, the Awhananga, who are on the front line of the climate emergency with the, seas rising and their countries getting submerged and, there's nowhere for them to go. They can't climb Awhananga because they don't have one. And so it's pretty much game over for a lot of them. So we were talking about, what can we do as a nation? And that's something that we as a people have to have a good long think and talk amongst ourselves about how to welcome our whanaunga from the Pacific to our country, because we've still got a bit of space for people to be able to resettle. And I think that we have an obligation to them to help them in their time of need. And really, I mean, when you think about it, Karoa, that was our destiny as Māori. We came here back in the days on our waka from those places to find a new country where people could spread out and make new homes for themselves. And that's our kaupapa for this.
I like that a lot.
I guess we just got to remind ourselves that's our destiny, was to find new lands for us from the Pacific. Well, they're all part of our family. But this time, We've got to welcome them through the front door. They've got to come across the Malai Ate into our whare so we can manaaki them in the way that they deserve and the way that we would do it according to our tikanga Māori. Because when the first lot of immigrants came, you know, they kind of came in through the window and we weren't afforded the dignity of exercising our pōuri to them in a way that we would do. And so as a result, you know, the relationships between Māori and Pacific Island people got off to a bit of a rough start, you know, back in the 70s. And And I think it's suffered from that to this very day.
You're right, eh, brother? You know, mate, eh, tēnākoe, and to have that conversation now and talk about that, that's awesome. Tēnākoe, please continue.
Yeah, so that would be, so you obviously would have either remembered or heard about some of the battles in Greyland back in the day. But that's all good. You know, this time around, we do it according to our tikanga.
Tēnākoe.
Beautiful, you know, if we welcome those people in through the waharo and across the Malaiatea with all the whaewhai kōrero, with all the whakapapa, tūhonohono, and all those kinds of, kaitahi, moitahi, wera, kaupapa, Māori, katoa, it'd be a different outcome, bro. And I think it'd be good for us too, you know, it'd be good for us to strengthen our numbers. The country would become a lot browner, and that's always a good thing, and there'd be a lot more sort of kaupapa, I would say Māori, but yeah, Māori, because those people, what do they call themselves? Māori?
Māori in Hawaii,
Māori and Māori. So we're all talking the same talk, basically, with a little bit of variation. And so that would be good for us too, I reckon.
Tēnā koe. Mike, always a pleasure talking to you. You talked before I let you go. You attended the National Iwi Chiefs Forum. You addressed it. You were talking about Māori as the treaty partner in terms of water and water ownership. As we go into 2020, how might that conversation continue?
It's going to be the big one for 2020. You're right on the money, Ikaroa, because with all these climate problems, with the droughts, and water's going to be everything. The access to water is going to be everything. You can last three weeks without a kai, but you can't last more than 3 days without a new wai. So water is a crucial for life. And at the moment, as we know, that water is being traded. It's being sold off to, to various companies from different other countries far away. And it's getting to the point now where we can't even get access to the water that was gifted to us, mai ngā ātua, to us, the tangata. Yeah. So that's going to be the big issue for this year. So, there'll be lots more to be said about that. And we're going to need everybody on deck for this kaupapa. We're going to have to, I think we're going to have to struggle with the government, in order for them to recognise our mana whakahaere over our wai Māori. Mm-hmm. And Pākehā people don't need to be scared. We've always been a sharing and giving people. We've bent over backwards for this country.
Yeah.
And we've certainly paid our dues to be citizens of this country, and we've continuously thrown down the back of the bus, if not under the bus, while it's moving.
Yeah.
And so, but of course, those days are over. But we all need to stand together, and I think we're going to have an exciting year this year as we reclaim back the kaitiakitanga of our water. And I'd just say, just in conclusion, it's been a long time coming that, and people around the world are now saying that Indigenous peoples like us have got the answer to the future. And it seems so sad that they didn't listen to our tūpuna. Imagine what a beautiful world this would be if our nanny pās and our karani were listened to and their kaupapa Māori had been listened to back in the early days. We'd live in a completely different world. The rivers wouldn't be dirty. People wouldn't be hungry. There'd be a lot more, there wouldn't be, the jails wouldn't be full of Māori people.
Right.
You wouldn't have homelessness or any of those things if tikanga Māori was respected. So I think it's up to us to say to the system, you've had your chance and you've screwed it up.
Yeah.
You screwed it up not only for us, but you've screwed it up for yourselves. And now you've screwed up the tie off for the whole of the world.
Yeah.
So enough's enough. It's time for us to now to bring it back under our influence. And that's what we're going to do, Bert.
Tēnā koe. Mike, I'd love to ring you in the new year. I'm working right through summer. And if that's all right, after the new year, if I could give you another call and we can talk about issues that we'll be going into in Waitangi and stuff like that, if we may, please.
Beautiful, Ikaro.
Kia ora. Love you. Thank you for your time. Mere kiri me te ki a koe me te whānau, brother. Bro. Ka kite. Mike Smith talking to us, whānau, tērā o ngā whanaunga. Not the taitoke rau, not the hokianga, and wonderful speaking to him. Stay with us. You're listening to our station. Te hiku o teika.
Mau tonu mai ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o teika. Mō ngā pūrongo kōrero me ngā matapai huarere o te rā. Tō tātou nei reo irirangi Māori, te reo irirangi o te hiku o teika. Iwa te kaumā fitu, ira tahi.